Thank you for tuning in to another episode of If I Must Say With. Today it's just me, Cash. Sada's on a break. So we have a guest. Do you want to introduce yourself?
Sure. Hey everybody, what's up? What's going on? This is Hendrix, yours truly. That's H-E-N-D-R-Y-X. But I am in the building.
Okay. And we've known each other for
years.
Oh my god, yeah, a long time.
Like
at this point, it is years. Mm-hmm. And you just.
I'm just that nigga.
You a good friend of mine. We kiki together.
All the time. can I cuss?
You can do whatever. Okay. You can do whatever you want.
But
so
yes.
We can talk about whatever, right?
Whatever.
There's nothing.
Absolutely.
Okay.
You know.
Okay. So, mm-hmm. With that being said,
all
right. We start with the question of the day.
Okay. Okay, question of the day.
Let's okay. Start. Get into it. Mm-hmm. So, today's question of the day is, would you rather snitch on your homie mm-hmm. or cheat on your significant other?
Would I rather snitch on my homie or cheat on my significant other?
Yes.
Ooh. So, what level are we talking about when we talk about...
What do you mean?
Because, I mean, there's levels to it. You know, okay, you're saying cheat, and then you're saying snitch. Now, are you talking about a homie that got loyalty and, like, you know, that's my dog and whatever, and...
Or...
And cheat on my significant other. You talk about, are we together for some years, or
like
we got the loyalty and stuff, or we just talking
it's your significant other, so it's like however you see that.
You know what, I would snitch on my homie at this point in the game. I'll snitch on
you.
My
too
homie.
Old for that.
Yeah,
you just
yeah
nah I ain't even gonna put that up. Mm-mm. I need a companion.
Yeah. I do. At this big age, it's like,
you need somebody.
For real. And that's my homie, and that's my dog, but listen, you gotta pay for what you did. I mean, think about it. You got
I've been thinking about my answer like all day. Like I really have it. I don't know.
Wow.
I don't know.
It is a toughie. Because it's just like, okay, what's the situation? What are we getting into? Like, what's going on? But that is a toughie, though.
Because essentially, you're choosing either your friend or your significant other. So it's really who you rock with the hardest at this point.
That is right, though.
That's what it is. It's like, who you rocking with?
Damn. I mean, there's no...
I ain't gonna hold you.
Gone.
If you put it like that, I'm snitching.
You know, you got to.
You got no choice.
Because for me, if you were significant other, there's some type of connection and loyalty we got going on there.
Right.
And you know, you can't fuck up home.
Like, that's true.
Your home base,
that's a fact.
You can't fuck up home base.
Okay.
But
okay.
Like, you know, a friend, fuck a friend. Friends be iffy too. So it's like, you know, hey.
That is true. That is very true.
I wasn't with him, but I know he wasn't around. And he didn't answer.
Oh my god.
So, hey.
Okay. You know, okay. I see where you're going.
That's a good question.
It is. It make you think. It make you think. Mm-hmm. Put you in a little dilemma.
Right.
Okay. Okay. So our first topic is: do you think Lori Harvey wasted Michael B. Jordan's time?
Oh.
Knowing that she, and the reason why we asked this question is because, like, you know, they were together for a year, blase, mm-hmm. blase, and then she decided she wasn't ready for a serious relationship. But would you consider a year being a serious relationship?
A serious relationship?
Yeah.
feel like it can be serious in a year, like, depending on what y'all go through.
Okay.
Like, you know, y'all could get together, build a business, build a brand or something, and have some kids or something.
Yeah.
In a year. And then before
you a lot can out, happen in yeah. a year. Like, yeah. trust me, I know.
Oh, I know.
Oh, bitch. A lot of shit can happen in a year. Like,
I think it's still in 2019.
It's crazy. Mm-hmm. So, okay.
But do I think she wasted her time or his time?
His time.
I don't think she wasted his time. I think he wasted his time. I said that because
I agree, though. That's the funny part.
I think me and Mike, we the same age. I think we're the same age. So it's just like, he's like probably at a point like, okay, well, I'm going to get this bitch and then, you know, we're going to get together and, you know, that's going to be my wife, my girl, whatever.
Right.
But Lori, she's the spring chicken. Like, she's the,
she's not going for that.
I don't even think she's 25 yet. So she's like, you know, she's been having
fun.
That's
cute. Yeah,
that
was cute.
She's been having fun to get her future and... You know, she liked to have fun.
But she was having fun with him.
She was.
It just got too serious.
It got too serious, and unfortunately, she left. And, you know, kudos to her. In a way, though.
Get the fuck on.
Get the fuck on. Like, kudos to her.
That's true. Hey, you don't like stay. It. They do.
Folks stay. Folks get be like, oh, no.
Gotta go.
She said, gotta go. Exit stage left real quick.
Got to. Okay, so what are your thoughts on the situation of Trouble's passing? And do I need to go into detail about that? Or do you know what happened?
So I do know what happened.
Okay. I know you know what happened. You probably know too fucking much, honestly.
So, I think that, you know, that's just really, that's crazy, number one. And it's really unfortunate.
Yeah. Do you know that people were saying that it was wrong of her to have moved on after a week of her and her ex breaking up? Do you think that's crazy?
I don't think it's crazy. Because, I mean... I see it online and I actually see it in person too.
Yeah.
And it's just like, you know, there's this quote that is just like, you know, you could be with somebody for 10 years and then you meet somebody and they, that month or whatever is like whatever.
Right.
And so it's just like, I don't think there's nothing wrong with his life. Like, I mean, what are
you can't really put like a time period.
No, you're supposed to sit down and have a pity party.
Like, true.
You know,
soak in it.
Be down, sad. Make all
be in that moment.
Posts. Like, we get online every day and we got to see you crying and be weeping. And I was just like, hey, no, do you. Hey.
Yeah, that's true.
So, I mean, I don't think
people handle things differently too, though. You know?
Yeah.
People cope differently.
Yeah, they do. They do.
So, okay. It is that's what it is. Do you feel like there are, or should I say, because I feel like you already feel like it is, so I'm going to ask you this question differently. I don't remember who I was talking to.
Okay.
I'm going to ask this question differently. What do you feel like?
That is everything,
sorry. I know.
That is everything.
I love it. Just take
that
it in.
Everything.
Can you, never mind, I'm not even going to say that.
Okay, sorry.
What are... Mm-hmm. The expectations for a vacation.
What are the expectations for a vacation?
Yes.
Well, if we're going on a vacation.
Uh-huh.
If we're going on a vacation, the expectations would be like, keep it the vibe. Like, this is a vacation. Like, I plan on fucking on balconies and, you know, just doing the most.
Wilding out. Okay.
Completely. Just like playing it cool.
Because
like,
we ain't from here.
They don't know us. We probably never see these folks ever again.
Right. That's true.
And, you know, keep it a vibe. Like, you know, we got to smoke down. You know, if I get too drunk, I'm sorry. Like, I'm going to be okay.
Shit happens.
Yeah. You know, work with me.
It's a good time.
It's a good time. But, like, expectations is just like, you know, have a good time. Good sex and, like, have a good time.
So, the person that you're going with knows, like, off-rip y'all fucking. Like
off grid.
Like we're not going down here for nobody, buddy.
Listen, you are on priority boarding with Delta, okay?
Bitch, you know what's up.
And you know what else is going on? The way that we got here from security checkpoint, you know what's going on. So don't come down acting funny, talk about your stomach hurt. If your stomach hurt, don't get on this damn flight with me. I'll see you when I get back. Here's my keys.
Oh, my God.
Shit.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I feel like that's fair.
Yeah.
But I think, like, well, why else would you be taking a vacation? See?
Why?
Yeah.
Because you are... Okay, every day is, like, day-to-day is just work and chasing the bag or whatever.
Yeah.
And... You know, if you got a little shorty, little boo thing, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking at home gets boring, okay? Fucking at home get boring, and sometimes it's a big ass world out here. Like, you know, passport up, let's go and fucking everywhere else in the world. Right. Like, you know, let's not continue to just fuck at home or fuck at a fucking hotel or whatever. Like, that get corny after a while. And once it get corny, then you become corny. Like, it's gonna go down the road. And I don't want you to be corny. Like, you know, let's keep this thing, G, let's keep it going. Let's explore.
Oh my goodness.
Or whatever, you know.
That's true. But what I'm saying is, you know, it's some people who go on vacations and they go on vacations with the thoughts of, I don't have to have sex with this person because we on vacation. Like, we just kicking it. What do you think about that? Because it's some people, let me tell you, some people who, like, have this thought process, like, if I fly you out, like, bitch, we're fucking.
Mm-hmm.
You get what I'm saying? Like, I'm not, there's no other reason why I'm flying you out. Like, and if you're not trying to do that, no.
Okay. Okay, I think the conversation should be had prior to...
So it's an understanding of what the fuck going on.
Understanding what's going on, okay. Prior to whoever's booking the flight, books the flight. Like, you know, let's talk before you say, hey, I got your ticket or your flight's leaving at whatever.
All right.
Because, I mean, I get it. Like, you know, you walk up into there, you're like, oh, shit, I'm going to go on a vacation. And you think it's just going to be a regular boring time and... whatever.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's where people really fuck up, because that shows you expectations in certain areas. Like, I was expecting to have a foot down, and you was coming with the thought of, oh, I'm
we kicking it. We relaxing.
The monkeys and sugar canes and stuff.
We are two different.
Yeah.
Yeah, wavelengths. Like, you missed.
But, no, have a conversation about that shit first. Like, talk about it, and then if the person's cool with it, cool. If they're not cool with it, find you somebody else to go on a vacation with.
That's fair. Okay. Yeah. Do you feel like there is a limit on the amount a woman should pay for a date?
Do I feel like there's an amount?
Yes. Do you feel like there's a limited amount a woman should pay?
No. No, not really. Because you know, girls today, they boss woman, right? Right? I say that because... You know, today, you know, you got boss women. These women are boss bitches and all this other type of stuff. Right.
You almost made me spit out my...
Yeah, I saw that. You know.
You almost made me spit out my drink. Yeah. You are so funny.
Let me hear it.
Oh,
all
my
right.
God. You
I'm
are
gonna
so hilarious. No.
Y'all
want to tag team it?
Oh, no. We was
attacking.
Y'all
didn't tag team it?
No.
Oh, okay.
You know, you took a sip, but you know, while you was laughing, you know, you didn't spit it out or nothing.
Yeah,
like that.
Cause...
And I was like, okay, Trey, go ahead, Trey. Oh. You know, not one.
Is that what you said?
Not one drop came out.
That's cute, bitch. Anyway, so let me hear. So ain't no limit. So ain't no limit.
No. Because, I mean, like I said, you know, a lot of women out here, like, you know, they boss up. And sometimes, you know, from what I have seen and experienced,
yeah.
Like, you know, if a nigga pulling out his gold card, you know, a woman pulling out her black card.
Right.
So it's just like, hey, oh, okay. Well, I mean, if you play like that, then let's do it.
Yeah.
But I mean, you have to, like, but I mean, that's, let me say, that's, you have to do that if that's in your means.
Well, the thing is, you have to date in your...
Yeah. Yeah. Because if you know shorty ain't got like that and all this other type of stuff, why you
going
to Capitol Grill and you know you're going to split the bill with this girl and she thinking she finna have a great time? Like, you know, like, why you gonna do that?
Like, why you gonna do that? Yeah, that's true. You gotta, like, take it somewhere you can afford to pay for it all. Just date in your means. Okay. And if you can't afford a date, just don't date.
I wanna say don't date because like everybody deserves somebody, even like the geeky, dorky ones.
That's true, but no. Have you ever dated somebody that was like broke?
Yes.
I forgot.
I mean, you know, you asked the question. Oh, you asked the question.
That is not it. Like, what are you talking about? No. We're not finna go nowhere and split the bill because your pride. Like, just take me somewhere you can afford.
And that's just
that. Like, moment. What?
Like, that's just that.
That's moment. Crazy.
Gas $7. It's cool.
We ain't even gotta do all
we
that.
We ain't gotta do all that. We ain't gotta do all that.
We can kick it.
Like, you know, we can kick it. It's cool. It's cool.
It's cool. It's a no for me.
It's a definite no for me. And I mean, it ain't no hate for me. And shout out to anybody who goes, but it's a still a no for Applebee's for me. Still no Applebee's for me. I can't.
Why?
I just can't do it. Because it's like when you go and the food still be nasty. And it's like not even something that you go to like everyone once in a blue moon. It's like, okay, let's go to Applebee's. Let's go to Chili's. And the food be nasty.
So it's Applebee's and Chili's.
Both of them.
Like you just put them together.
It's a no for me.
Both of them just no.
It's a no for me. And it ain't nothing wrong because I do 2 for $20 myself. Like I do a 2 for $20 myself. So, hey, but still, no.
No.
But date within your means, though. Date within your means.
And elaborate what that means.
Meaning, you know how much money you make, you know how much money she make. When you put it together, if it's not what you want it to be, then change it, number one. Mm-hmm. Number two, just be you. Like you don't have to. You ain't got to flex. You ain't got to put on like fuck these people on Instagram.
I mean, it's only so long that you can put on a facade. Like it's you know, like eventually the real you so is gonna like then, the representative is gonna leave. Like.
But I mean, hey, when you was in your prime, hey, you
that
was
nigga.
Lit. You was lit. I ain't mad at you.
But now.
Mm-mm. So womp womp.
Okay.
Yeah.
What else you want to talk about?
Ooh. You know, I don't know. What you got on your brain? Because I know you always got something.
I want you to tell us about your business.
Oh, okay.
Or businesses. Ooh. I don't know how in-depth you want to go in on it. So, I don't know if you just want to tell us about one of them.
You know, shout out.
So.
So my business is Hendrix Management.
Okay.
Hendrix Management, we are a full service management company. So not only do I specialize in real estate, but I do music. Music is the key and the focus right now. Music regarding artists. I got somebody for artist development. And if you just believe in yourself, if you have a vision for yourself, then I'm going to jump on board for sure. because I want to see your vision succeed. But later on, we're gonna go into the beauty and makeup industry. We're gonna go into the modeling industry. We're gonna go into the photography and videographers industry, which is like a whole different type of ball game.
Yeah, sure.
But yeah, Hendrix Management right now is just real estate and music.
Okay.
So, you know, if you're interested, you can definitely follow Hendrix Management on Instagram. Again, that's H-E-N-D-R-Y.
Yes. We don't do promo, baby.
Oh, yikes. But I mean, hey.
I'm just saying.
Oh, I was about to say, listen, y'all still got my name, though. Because there ain't that many. There's Hendrix's, but there ain't
I'm just
that
joking.
Many
I'm
names
just
spelled
just
like
joking.
Me. But yeah, Hendrix Management on Instagram. That's the business page. I Am Hendrix is my main Instagram page. The whole goal of Hendrix Management is to, for me, I was the plug. I was always the plug, and that was for whatever. And then once I got into a tumultuous situation, you know, I had to jump tracks. And then that's where I was like, okay, let me go and do something that I'm passionate about. And what I'm passionate about is real estate and it is music. Having a background in singing and other stuff like that,
just
you know.
Just a little bit.
Just a little bit. You know,
I guess. You
I just, you know, I went from singing background to just like creating my own lane and having my own business. And it's a big difference. It's a big difference because you
every
know the different
shows.
Every time
I think about you singing, I think about you singing in the choir.
See?
And then you know who come to mind?
Who?
Pastor.
Which one? Oh.
Have you heard from them?
No. Not at all. But you watch everything. You watch everything.
The first one.
You know, and I think I sent you a text about that too. And I was just like, how do you not speak to a person, but then at the same time?
You saw them?
You watch everything, huh?
You saw them?
No. I'm saying as far as on Instagram.
Oh, like when you look at my stuff.
Yeah, you watch my stuff.
I got you.
Don't miss nothing.
That's how to keep up.
And well, I'm doing great.
Always.
I'm doing great, but I can't say the same for you.
I'm not going to do this with you.
I can't say the same for
I'm
you.
I'm not going to do this with
I'm
you.
I'm just saying, you know, hey, that's what happens, you know?
Life.
It's a great teacher.
Okay. Been eating at any good restaurants? Because we do restaurants of the week.
Restaurants of the week? Okay, yeah. So, Capital Grill. I love Capital Grill.
I'm so tired of hearing about this place.
I really do. I love High Kitchen, but you know, the niggas found out about High Kitchen and they took over there, so I don't really go there that much anymore.
I'm just tired of hearing about Capital Grill.
I like South Kitchen, Bucket Place. Grand Lux is like my number one go-to.
I get a cheesecake. It's so good.
It is really good. It's really,
that's
really good.
That's all I want to eat when I was pregnant, cheesecake.
But you know what? It's like all of them, they're the same, but they taste different. Like Grand Lux, Cheesecake,
yeah.
And Maggiano's. Like they're the same, but it tastes different. And I think Grand Lux is probably
that
the
is
best
true.
One.
Really? I like Maggiano's.
Really?
Yes. It's so good.
Maggiano's do.
I like Cheesecake Factory too now.
Okay.
Don't downplay them now.
I'll never downplay Cheesecake Factory.
Don't downplay them now. Listen, they do what they do.
You, listen, Cheesecake Factory, I should have been a gold member there as many.
You used to take dates there?
Yeah, I used to take dates to the Cheesecake Factory.
That was your place?
That was my place. I'm talking about Cheesecake Factory.
How many people you took there?
On Peachtree, not the one at Lenox. Back when it was on Peachtree next to
Barnes
& Noble. Yep. Yup.
You're old. Oh my God, you're old.
Wow.
How many dates you took there?
Quite a few.
What's quite a few?
Quite a few. I would say about a good 5 or 6 or 7 or 8.
Or 9 or 10.
But you know, I'm not really a dater like that. Like, I'll date, but...
What does that mean? I'm not really a dater like that.
Like, we could date and whatever, but like at some point in time, what are we doing with this? Like, I know it don't take, I don't believe in that bullshit. That, okay, well, I'm gonna date for a year, 2 years, and all
so
this
you feel like, so what do you mean by like, so dating for you is like we just going out, you're not my boyfriend?
Dating for me is
like, what's the difference between the two for you?
From dating and like relationship?
What's the step? Okay, let me ask you this. What are the steps for you to get into a relationship? Where do you start?
Ooh, with your credit.
No, bitch.
where do I start with dating? You just gotta be interesting. Like, it's like if you're common, and when I say common, like, you know, you talk about, hey, it's Taco Tuesday. Like, what the fuck is Taco Tuesday at this point? Like, who, like, I'm not, you know, I ain't knocking nobody who do Taco Tuesday, but
I do.
I know you do.
like, bitch, I do.
Right, but I feel like that's so
let
like,
me hear.
Common.
It's what?
That's so common, because everybody do Taco Tuesday.
Which is why it's a thing. You want to be different so bad.
Oh my God, I don't want. I do want to be different.
Wait,
but
damn! Like, can we have Taco Tuesday?
I don't know, but I think I just showed my age a little bit.
You did. Sound like an old ass man. Anyways.
Damn, that's crazy. That's crazy.
What I was gonna say is, so do you go? So we talking, right?
Mm-hmm.
We texting, we talking on the phone, we kicking it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we go out here and there,
mm-hmm.
but you're not my boyfriend.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the thing for you, right?
Mm-hmm.
From there, is it like, okay, what we doing?
Mm-hmm.
One of us need to be like, we serious about this thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then from there, y'all go into a serious relationship. Like, what follows? That's what I'm asking. Like,
so
what is that order?
At this point,
yes.
I feel like, you know, yeah, it's the talking, we're going out, all this other type of stuff. But when I start spending money on you, like...
Bitch, we go together.
We go together. Real bad.
So
we go together real bad. Once I start spending money on you, we go together real bad.
What's real money?
Real money.
What, like, what's your threshold to be like, okay, this is real money?
Like, anything over, like, $5,000.
Okay.
Because, like, yeah, anything over $5,000.
Okay, interesting.
Anything over $5,000 is just like, okay.
So, anything over $5,000, we go together.
We go together.
You feel bad. Like that's a universal thing? Like, everybody should know that? Or that's your
I mean, that's just my move.
Okay.
That's just my move. But,
okay.
You know, hey, it's my vibe. You either vibing with me or you not vibing at all. Like, you don't pay me for
it. Yeah, it's
all.
Whatever.
It is what it is.
Okay, okay.
It is what it is.
So, once we go together,
mm-hmm.
that's like, we... Because let me say this.
Mm-hmm.
This is only in your mind that y'all go together. Because... You
mm-hmm.
didn't say nothing, and they
True.
Didn't say nothing. In your mind, it's just, oh, we done leveled up.
True.
I just spent this money. Oh, we done leveled up.
True.
But you never say this.
Right.
So how does this person know
so
that y'all in a serious
relationship? Going forward, you know, I feel like, you know, that whatever gesture it would be.
Okay.
I feel like, you know, at that point, it's just like, hey. Care about you a lot. I fuck with you. You fuck with me. And my crazy ass, like, you know, hey, we go together real bad.
That's what you're telling them.
We go together real
and
bad.
And they're going to be like, okay. Or either they're going to be like,
I mean, hey, yeah, listen. Because my thing is, too, at the same time, like, we don't have to do that whole title stuff. We don't got to do
what
that.
Do you mean by that?
We don't got to do that. Because
you and I have had this conversation before.
We have.
And we have. So what
and
do you
I,
mean
and
by
I found,
that?
And I found myself stuck there because I just really believe in that.
Okay. So you believe in it, so yeah, let me hear it.
I feel that, you know, we can go together. If I can give you commitment and loyalty and all that other type of shit, uh-huh, and whatever, and you give it back to me, mm-hmm, like, we don't have to do this whole marriage and other type of titles and shit.
Like boyfriend, girlfriend, you don't have to do
that. Yeah, we don't got to do that. Like,
so what do you say school, when you introduce them?
Okay, this is your name. This is your name.
So you don't even say this is my sister's such.
This is your name. Because I mean, at that point, it's just like if we together, and obviously it's
a thing. It's giving something.
It's giving something. It's something.
So you already know it's
right. Okay. So why do we got to do all that other type of stuff? Like, no, we don't got to put that label. We don't gotta do that. Like,
you say that, but we have conversations. Mm-hmm. You do not believe in that shit.
I do now, damn it.
No, you.
I do now.
Oh my god. You say that, and then we have conversations. Mm-hmm. That shit go out the window. Mm-hmm. You are not trying to hear that shit. my man. So
I feel like at this point, after my that last experience, like, oh yeah.
Which one?
The last one.
Like the last serious one?
The last serious one. The last serious one and the little ones that was just like, okay.
The last serious one was just...
That's a whole book. I need a book deal for that.
It's a lifetime movie. Yeah, that shit was crazy.
Because
that shit was wild.
I really, really do. And the crazy part is he's still going to feel like he's entitled to some of the proceeds from that. Like, how?
They've been trying to sue you. We ain't talking about it.
How you get somebody to come to your door and be
you ain't finna come for if I must say, so we ain't even talking about it.
My bad. I forgot I'm a guest.
This ain't your shit.
I forgot I'm a guest.
We'll talk about it on yours, though.
Okay. Mm-hmm. You gotta help me with that, too.
Okay. I told you I would.
Yeah.
Just let me know.
That's gonna be lit. This is really dope, though. Like, I really do. Like, I like the series.
The vibes.
I really do. It's really a complete vibe.
We bring the vibes.
Like, y'all be really talking about some shit.
Thanks.
I really do.
Okay, so before we end it, is there anything else you just want to get off your chest and talk about? You know what? I'm not even going to say it. Go ahead.
Okay. Anything that I want to say about it.
Yeah. You can say whatever you want.
If there's anybody out there who wants to be saved. No, sir.
I knew it, bro. This is stupid shit. I knew it. Oh, my God.
No, I just, you know, I'm so grateful to, you know, be a guest here and, you know, be a part of this. This is really a complete vibe, this whole experience. I hope I get to come back. I hope everybody had a good time.
If we invite you back, bitch, you better be on time.
Listen, I'm working.
Because I want to fight you.
Because I don't want to be that type of person.
I don't want you to be that type of person. Because it really makes me want to fight you.
I really am that type of person.
And I understand that. And I realize I should have told you earlier than what I said. I realize that. So
if we have to be at work at 8 o'clock, what time did I get to work?
I don't want to talk about it. I don't want to talk about it.
But I am getting better, though, because you said it was only an hour. It was only an hour. I was only an hour late. Correct. You can't say that's not improvement, though. For real.
It is, but...
See?
You really want me to get in with you?
I mean, there's really not much to go there with.
I just feel like, at this point, you should be on time places. That's all I'm saying.
I should.
You too motherfucking old.
Wow.
You said I can go there.
Wow, that's true.
So, have your motherfucking ass on time. Because I want to fight you today.
Yeah, you did.
I did.
You did.
I told you.
You should have saw me whipping Rasputin into that little parking spot. I whipped Rasputin into that little parking spot. And I got the blood and everything. Like, hand shaking while I'm rolling the blunt, trying to roll
it up. Annoying.
Turn my back camera on, just make sure I can see you when you're gonna walk up. Like, you didn't even come from goddamn back.
Because I know y'all should have squared up on you.
Listen.
As soon as you got out.
But see, and I came with my peace off of the
You
blunt.
Did, and I accepted it. See? So, all is good in the world.
Yes.
I guess. But you didn't bring my gift. I didn't forget.
No, I didn't.
Anyways.
No, I didn't.
But
I will.
I know you will.
I will.
But with that being said, I ain't got nothing else for you.
That's it for me.
Follow me at _, because I've been saying my at name wrong this whole time.
Mm-hmm.
_ so, call me Cash. I've been saying call me Cash _. Child, one
because
day.
You know you've been saying.
I don't want to talk about it.
Okay.
Child, one day I was just scrolling on my IG and realize it. Switch it back and forth from the profiles.
Yeah.
And I just was like, wow.
Yep.
So, if you ain't find me, what meant for you to find me? But
that,
anyways,
that on that.
Follow me at _ call me Cash. And tell people where they can follow you.
Oh, you guys can follow me on everything just about. At I Am Hendrix, IamHENDRYX, and my business page is Hendrix Management. That is at HENDRYX Management.
That's
all the other letters.
That's not your Facebook.
No, I don't do the Facebook thing.
Oh.
I don't do the Facebook thing because it's just like Facebook got too depressing. Like,
are you lying?
No, I'm dead serious. I have Messenger, but I don't have Facebook at all. Like,
I feel like you liked the picture of mine.
Last year, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
I thought you liked the picture of Aiden recently.
When did you have him?
March.
That was this year.
Yeah.
No.
Bitch, let me find out you lying. I'm gonna go back and look.
Go
and don't
and
try
look.
To go unlike it either, because I'm gonna screenshot look. It and I'm gonna send it to you. Then I'm coming back on the podcast and tell them how you lied.
Ooh, go back and look. Go back and look. And,
yeah.
And have me back as a guest.
Okay.
And have me back as a guest so I can defend myself.
If you tell you something. If we ever have you back as a guest.
Oh my gosh, it's right here.
And
too.
You late?
Damn. I'ma be on time. I told you the damn Quick Trip system was down and I had to go to the Chevron.
I just feel like.
And it was hot as fuck up in there. They had the doors open.
I just feel like you need to. The same way if Charlotte LaMaine would have called you. Charlotte LaMaine would have called you. I'm Charlamagne. Pull up Breakfast.
You know what? You right.
Come on.
You right.
Come on.
You right. Because I do have an interview with Voyage, and I got to be on time for that.
I know. We'll talk about that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I was like, we'll talk when we go.
Your purse.
But okay, that's all I got. So with that being said, bye you guys.
We out.